President Biden spoke today about the pro-Palestinian protests on college campuses for roughly 3 minutes, and then he got the hell out of there.
Thank you. Mr. President, do you think the National Guard should intervene?
No.
President Biden said no, but yes, if anyone brings their guitar to the Quad.
Maybe we'll have a guitar genocide this time. It'll be fun for everyone. They love those guitar things, and they can rhyme, do all kinds of things. They don't have to shower. They love it when they don't have to shower. It's a smelly bunch of people. People that smell. You know, Democrats, you see the thing going around the internet. There's a thing going around the internet asking women, if you're lost in the woods, you're wandering in the woods, you're out in a forest somewhere, would you rather run into a bear, or a man? And American women, because of the Democrat Party, because they're the party of Harvey Weinstein and Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Clinton, and, you know, and penitentiaries are filled with Democrat men for all the crimes that they commit. Women are apparently overwhelmingly say that they would rather run into a bear because men are such a threat. Men are so dangerous. Because they say, well, at least the bear would only kill me. This is entirely on the Democrat Party. This is what the Democrat Party has done to the United States of America. It's quite an amazing time. In the meantime, they're out committing crimes everywhere, and they're genocide. It's free Palestine, and the what is it? Students for Justice in Palestine, SJP. Yeah, originally they were called Students for Genocide in Israel, and they focus group tested that and got back and said maybe we should tweak the name on that a little bit. But that's your Democrat Party. Remarkable stuff. Yeah, and the internet. The internet is good for many, many things, and it's good for bears, apparently. The Democrats are really doing a job on our country, aren't they? There is a meme making its way around on the internet as well. And it is a kind of, what was the guy that did it? It's like a cartoon drawing his big artist, Roy Lichtenstein. And he did these, he stole like comic book technique to make, you know, women crying on the phone, and people would hang them on the wall behind their desks at work and things like that. And this meme that is making its way around looks like one of those Lichtenstein things. And it's kind of fun, a little bit different, I think, because it's got a woman, a picture of a woman, a cartoon kind of woman. And the cartoon woman said, you know, I can't right now. I'm watching the final episode of America. Is that what it is? It's like they're binge watching the last episode. It might be the last season, I think, last season of United States of America, because the left is here. They call themselves Democrats, but they're the left, and they're here, and they're here to wreck the place. They're here to destroy the place, and now it's making funny little memes, and everybody's, oh, that's, isn't that funny? Isn't that clever? Well, not really, not entirely. But they're still camped out in their own feces at George Washington University in tents that some communist bought them. We have a news media that has no interest in the Party for Socialism and Liberation and the Socialist Workers Party putting their names on all the signs and then the speeches. You got these crazy people out there shrieking and screaming about how Hamas is great and we are Hamas and all this wonderful stuff. And also yelling yesterday about carbon footprints and things, because once you got a gang of highly impressionable young people who are desperate to latch on to anything of value, and they find the left, and the left finds them, sinks their teeth into them, starts sucking the lifeblood out of them. You know, it's what the left has done for over a century now. Then, of course, the young people, they're adults mostly. They're 18 years old and older. They jump on the bandwagon because they have no faith, no religious faith, thanks to the Democrat Party. No faith in family, a nuclear family, a mother, a father, and children who are boys and girls that grow up to be men and women. The Democrat Party is dashing all of that, getting rid of all of that, because, boy, they are not on our side. Am I telling you they're not on our side? Boy, are they not on our side. So we got a lot going on. And Joe Biden was out there yesterday. He was trying to talk. And he's not good at that, as you know. Not good at all. But while trying to talk yesterday, he mangled a number of things, multiple things that he mangled. And I will share many of those with you. Did you see the guy yelling at great Congressman Byron Donalds from Florida? Wonderful guy and great congressman and a brilliant future in politics is if he chooses to have one. But he might be too sane for politics. We'll have to see. But he was at an event. Yeah, so well, he went to see the encampment, right, at the George Washington University in Washington, D.C. And a little racist who's a leftist, pro-jihad, genocidal Democrat, it's true, genocidal anti-Semite. And the guy called him an Uncle Tom and a race traitor. And the guy, I think he might be a little jihadi. I think he's from another country. And he's diminutive and he's loud and he's got crazy stuff in his eye. He might self-immolate at any time. If he's interested, we could help him out with a gift card to Exxon. We could get, and I got a Zippo lighter here that would be perfect for the task, courtesy of some wonderful listeners that we received in the mail yesterday, the self-immolation Zippo lighter. We might go into production on those too, because, you know, I don't think you can have too many self-immolations from the Democrats at this moment in time. Pretty remarkable times that we are in. There is no doubt about that. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. And let me tell you, yeah, this meme, the woman crying on the phone, Sheila Wells, she looks frantic. Can't today, talking to her friend on the phone, can't today, I'm busy watching the season finale of The United States. Now, that's a little bit funny, but it's only a little bit funny because it's like one of my old sayings that I've used many times before. That's not funny. That's true. And the Democrats, you see, are the left now. And the international left has been desperate to tear down the United States of America, to destroy the United States of America, to destroy capitalism. And that's the stated goal of the Party for Socialism and Liberation on their website. To save the world, you have to destroy capitalism. And they're all over these protests. And our news media is the most corrupt institution in America, filthy corrupt, just unbelievable. Yes, there was a great Jake Tapper moment yesterday on CNN, which was absolutely disgraceful, not just to journalism, but to Western civilization. And he's a gyno. He's a major league gyno, Jake Tapper is. And I've got this amazing exchange from CNN for you to share with you, because these people, let me just say these people. Can you say these people and not those people? Is that how does that work again? Also, Bernie Sanders, who is also a gyno. He, it's J-I-N-O, not G-Y-N-O. That's a different thing altogether. But, well, Bernie Sanders is a bit of a gyno too, but he's, never mind. Bernie Sanders defends college protesters accused of being pro-Hamas. He says, they're out here for the right reasons. And then the food spit out from between his teeth, and they had to end the interview because they had to go get medical attention. Amazing stuff. One of the things and we squeezed this in yesterday, but it was happening as we were wrapping up. Iran, you know, the Islamic Revolution, the Islamic Republic of Iran, they are offering free college to the Democrats that are sleeping in their own feces on college campuses, calling for genocide against the Jewish people. And just in case they don't know whose side they're on, Iran knows whose side they're on, because a university in Shiraz is a city in Iran. It's called Shiraz University, not very creative, but it gets to the point. Shiraz University now offering full-ride scholarships to left-wing genocidal, Jew-hating Americans, and to the professors that might lose their jobs. Now, if you're expelled from an Ivy League institution or any other B-pole university across America, you can get a free ride at Shiraz University in Iran because they know whose side you're on, even if you don't. Need not apply if you're a Jew. Need not apply if you're gay, unless it's like a, you know, a cry for help and a suicide attempt, because they might end up hanging you from a crane while the crowd cheers Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Maybe throw you off the roof of a tall building. I'm going to have to check Google Earth, see if they have any really tall buildings in Shiraz. I'm guessing there are buildings that are tall enough to throw gay people off of. But I love the LGBTQ for Hamas, you know, for Palestine or whatever. And they're really for Hamas. And amazing stuff. But the and then the Iranian administration weighed in too. They got from Shiraz free ride for students that are expelled and for professors that lose their job. No professor has lost their job, but they're totalitarian. They're authoritarian in Iran. They're a lot like the Democrats are today. Pretty amazing. Now, more than 2,000 people have been arrested nationwide during the course of these protests, which have been ongoing for quite some time now, and started April 18th. And 45 colleges in 24 states, more than 2,000 arrests. Still no fire hoses, which I'm a little disappointed by, I've got to admit. And there haven't been any self-immolations. Lazy Democrats, come on, show you really mean it. Ridiculous people. And they say about half the people arrested are not from the colleges where they were arrested, which means they should get life in prison, 22 years, like Enrique Turia. Pretty amazing. And they're attacking. Did you see the guy? Where was it? Sprinting at the police officer carrying a shield that was a dismembered garbage can. And he crashed right into the police officer, who is an actual man, dripping with toxic masculinity. And this little fruitcake, psychopath, genocidal, leftist Democrat, who may be considering changing genders, crashed into the cop. And it was like he sprinted full speed into an 80-foot-tall oak tree, because when he hit the cop, he just fell over backward like it was like a comedy routine. And then the little creep tried to run away, but the cops grabbed him and they were beating his head with a nightstick, and I understand he died. Just kidding. I made the last part up. It's just it was a little fantasy I was having. But they did grab him and pull him back from the crowd, and the crowd attacked him, and they're all wearing ski masks and surgical masks and clown masks, all kinds of masks. And the masks are to conceal their identity while they're committing crimes, which is another crime, by the way. Oh, and of course, Alvin Bragg in New York has let all of the miscreants go. The police go in and arrest them. They arrest them at Columbia University. They arrest them at the New York City College. They arrest them at various other New York institutions. And then Alvin Bragg lets them all go, gives them a gift basket, probably, and something to kill Jews with, because the left is, boy, are they not on our side. And it's day 11 of the Donald Trump trial in New York City. That's the Democrats, too. We know that Soros and the Rockefeller brothers set up this slush fund, right, to do good things with. And lefties have taken it over. And this is this like the William Ayers and Bernadine Dorns and Barack Obamas of the world. They take over the Annenberg Foundation, rich conservative people set up funds. Lefties target them because it's somebody else's money, and then they distribute it to destroy the world and to destroy capitalism, because the capitalists will sell you the rope with which to hang them. So Soros, who's a total communist and should be charged with conspiracy and various other crimes, RICO statute violations, and so on, and the fund that was set up by the Rockefeller family, the Rockefeller brothers, just amazing stuff. This morning, the NYPD is looking at clearing out New York University in New York City, as you might imagine. Remarkable stuff. And also, did you see, where was it, at UCLA, where they were just scooping up thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in brand new tents and golf umbrellas, really nice, like $100 brand new golf umbrellas. And they're just scooping them up because all the little brats just left them there when they walked away. And instead of called the university. It didn't call in homeless advocates to take away these tents and umbrellas and the clothes that were left and the food, which was vegan and, you know, non-binary or whatever it's supposed to be. Non-binary food, yeah, sure. And, yeah, remarkable. And they just scooped it all up and threw away maybe tens of thousands of dollars in pretty much brand new stuff left by all these spoiled brat, little commie, brainwashed zombie apocalypse, glassy-eyed death cultists. But, yeah, they just threw it all away, scooped it up with a front loader, threw it into a dumpster where it goes into a landfill. Remarkable stuff. Mm-mm-mm. You got Democrats wearing Hamas headbands. That's the equivalent of the Nazi armband, and the news media could care less. That's right, they're wearing Hamas headbands. And again, Joe Biden tried to read a teleprompter yesterday. And guess what the big problem is in the United States of America, according to Joe Biden? It's not anti-Semitism, really. That's got Joe Biden coming up. He needs to be taken away. He really does. And President Trump visited some firefighters yesterday in New York because he's like a normal person. We are at 888-630-9625.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Yeah, Joe Biden gave us lots of stuff yesterday unintentionally because his brain is, she's a broke, she's a no good. But if you're a Democrat, you could go to college for free. No student loans to be paid off by Joe Biden. You could go to the Shiraz University and, you know, learn all kinds of new things. Let's go to the telephones. Let's go to John calling from Bristow, Virginia. John, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, really love your show. I when I heard your show yesterday, you mentioned the Zippo lighter, the Self-Immolation Association version. I immediately went to Google, tried to find it, went to the Zippo website, could not find it. I've got to have one of those. I've always wanted a Zippo lighter. My dad used to carry one. And I just thought they were cool when I was a kid. You know, I thought my dad had this really cool silver Zippo lighter. And what could be more polite than to offer someone a light?
I don't know. I don't know if you saw this, but a great couple of listeners, a couple, sent me a Zippo lighter, and it's the Self-Immolation Association, which it's SIA, which is pronounced SIA. It's pronounced SIA. And I got to tell you, we posted pictures of it on Al Gore's Amazing Internet on our social media yesterday, and it is pretty great. We're talking about manufacturing them and putting them on the Chris Plant store. We're going to have another discussion about that today because you called, John. So let me see what we can do to help you out here.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
And while we are on the air this morning for 3 hours, there will be a great deal going on. And in New York City, New York University, NYU, should be overrun by the NYPD. Hopefully with, you know, they should break out those extra long nightsticks. What are those called? Those extra long that you use with two hands? Because the one hand nightstick is pretty good for, like, against the skull, little noggin. New age phrenology. Create new lumps on your head to be red. But those two-handed nightsticks, those are more fun, I think, and more appropriate to the task at hand, I think. But I'm old-fashioned. Now, again, one of the it's funny, but it is also revealing, and it is funny. But Iran universities offering free rides to Democrats that are out here calling for, you know, wiping Israel off the map from the river to the sea. Half of them have no idea what that means, but that's not important. It's what they're advocating, so they can join the jihad. And now they've been thanked by Hamas, the Democrat Party has, and all of their lunatics that they've got sleeping on the ground again. You know, this all started with the Occupy Wall Street thing where they were training thousands and thousands to sleep in their own feces. Remember, they had to set up the sexual assault tents at all the locations because of all the rapes and sexual assaults that were going on because Democrats, like, you know, don't worry about bears. They weren't worried about bears there. It was Democrats. But I'll get to that thing, too. Scholarships for American jihadis at Shiraz University and in Tehran. You'll be welcomed in Tehran as well by the Islamic Revolution because you're mentally ill, I think is the short version. We'll leave it at that for the moment, but we'll get back to it as well. Now let's go to the phones once again. Let's go to Monty calling from Columbia, Maryland. Monty, money, 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 money. Monty, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Yes. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Monty. Welcome.
Well, talking about the, first of all, the city of Shiraz is the place where the first proclamation of human rights were written 2,539 years ago. Also, the city of Shiraz is the city of love, poetry, and kindness. So, let's put that aside.
That's nice to hear. Well, look, Persia has an extraordinary history, of course. Anybody who's scratched the surface on the history of Persia knows that Persia, now Iran, unfortunately, sadly, tragically, but Persia has an extraordinary history, as you suggest, as you indicate, make clear going way, way back, the first Declaration of Human Rights 2,539 years ago. That's pretty good. And Persia was a great power long before most of the world had even gotten out of bed. That's true. And then, sadly, of course, in 1979, yeah, taken over by the Islamic Revolution and wrecking the place. But Mani, you are Persian, and you're proud of your culture and your history. And it's terrible what has happened and what's going on there. I know that you believe that. But the offering at Shiraz, and I got to say, first of all, Persian food is great, but I love that Shirazi salad. Shirazi salad is one of my favorites from Shiraz. Yeah. And the scholarships being offered by Shiraz University and in Tehran kind of tell you a lot about what's going on here in the United States. Am I right, Mani?
Well, first of all, it's not by the people. It's the regime. You see, Iran right now, for the last 45 years, 400 years, the regime has been there.
1979, the Islamic Revolution.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. We call them political Shiism regime, mm-hmm, who was established in Iran by a coup d'etat. So mm-hmm, there wasn't a revolution. I was there. I was living. I was working for the government of Iran. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but right now, Iran is in, there are two Irans. One is the people of Iran who are pro-Israel. The next one is the regime, political Shiism regime, that is pro-Hamas because Yasser Arafat brought Khomeini to Iran. Yasser Arafat was Khomeini's first guest who came to Iran without a passport, I was there at that time, and received $63 million from Khomeini before he left, went to Paris and bought a palace. But the whole issue is that this regime has been, the people of spending the money of the people of Iran on Hamas all these years. Hamas is what the regime of Iran has made.
Right.
and Hamas, and that's why the Democrats don't want to pay any attention to the whole issue. And when they at one of the soccer games, when the people of Iran were there watching the game, the regime put the flag of Hamas up, and all of a sudden, all these thousands of people who are watching the football, they stood up and pointed finger at the flag and said, "Put your flag, and I don't want to continue the rest of it." And they
put it up somewhere.
Watching the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, of course. Mm-hmm. So anyway, and they stopped the whole game, everything, until they put the flag down. The regime was forced to put. Right now in Iran, in every city, people are standing up with Israel. It's the regime that hates Israel. And because, you know, I just told you what happened.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of what matters, of course. The regime is what matters until there's a counter-revolution, another revolution too. And it would be a terrible and bloody revolution because the political Shia, who have implemented this political Shiism that you're talking about, they would be very brutal. And they've proved during Barack Obama's time in the White House that they would be very brutal. And Barack Obama did not back the people during the Green Revolution in Iran just a handful of years ago. The Democrats didn't back the people. The Democrats backed the regime there, right? And let me say this, Monty. I think that the most dangerous regime in the world is not the Iranian regime, the Islamic Revolution in Tehran. I think the most dangerous regime in the world right now is the Democrat Party in the United States of America, because, you know, without the world, without America to be a moral leader, a moral rudder to stand up for people, the people of Iran during the Green Revolution, for example. But today, the Democrat Party, which is in power in the White House and the Senate and elsewhere, certainly they own the bureaucracy, and they're in bed with the political Shia in charge of Iran right now. They are the people that are fueling these protests on college campuses. They're the people that are raising this generation of glassy-eyed zombies and rolling out the zombie apocalypse in the United States, which is a greater threat to the world and to global stability than the Iranian regime could ever be. But Monty, I do want to share, because I haven't really gotten into it. I've mentioned it, but I haven't gotten into it. Newsweek fake news magazine, Iran University offers scholarships to expelled U.S. students. And I think this is a brilliant PR move by the people at Shiraz University and by Iran, by the Islamists who are here to destroy Western civilization and certainly to wipe Israel off the map from the river to the sea. And they recognize allies when they see them, and their allies are the Democrat Party. Joe Biden gave them $6 billion in exchange for 5 hostages that they had been holding. And we used to have a saying here that we don't negotiate with hostages, and we don't negotiate with terrorists, I'm sorry, and we don't pay for the release of hostages. But Joe Biden blew that up, and Barack Obama gave them billions and freed up tens of billions more so they could fuel the Islamic Revolution worldwide, did Barack Hussein Obama, who was mentored by a communist as a young man, communist named Frank Marshall Davis. But back to Newsweek magazine, if I could promote. The head of a university in Iran is offering scholarships to students in the U.S., who have been expelled for taking part in pro-Palestinian demonstrations. Newsweek magazine calls them pro-Palestinian demonstrations. That's what they are. On campuses, Mohammed Moazini, head of Shiraz University in the southern region of Fars, extended his proposal to those protesting Israel's actions in its war against Hamas. Newsweek magazine being very friendly in their phrasing. Following clashes between demonstrators and law enforcement across America. Now, he says, students and even professors who have been expelled or threatened with expulsion can continue their studies at Shiraz University and I think that other universities in Shiraz as well as Fars province are also prepared to provide these conditions, he said, according to the Iranian state-owned TV outlet Press TV. U.S. students have been facing arrest or expulsion following their actions in support of a ceasefire in Gaza. No, they're chanting from the river to the sea. That is not advocating a ceasefire with a terrorist army that is dedicated to genocide. But Newsweek magazine, Haktui Filth, and the divestment of their universities from companies which support Israel. All support for Israel must be erased because, why is that, Michael? There are Jews there. That's why, because there are Jews there. And so it is a massive anti-Semitic movement inside the United States. And the Democrats are 100% responsible for this, but they will not be held responsible, obviously, by Newsweek magazine or the rest of our corrupt news media. Now, since April 18th, this Newsweek article says, more than 1,000 people have been arrested. It's more than 2,000 people as of today. At more than 25 campuses, it's more than 45 campuses now. In at least 21 states, it's now 24 states. But Newsweek magazine, they just figure things out as they go along. They don't cover the news and they don't report it. And it's remarkable stuff. Now, Mani, what should we as Americans make of what's going on these college campuses and who's behind it? And I'm running out of time, so if you could kind of quickly, who's responsible for this? Who should we hold responsible for what's going on campus?
Well, what's going on, I don't call it Democratic Party. I said D does not stand for Democrat. It stands with dictator.
Mm-hmm.
This is a dictatorial party, not a Democratic Party.
Yeah, it is.
And they're hiding behind that word. So these are the Democrats, and I presume, I know that the people behind the regime of Iran are the same people who are behind the what's going on in the country that I took refuge to for freedom and humanity. But they are destroying it.
Yeah, they're destroying it. You're
I know
right.
the same people, George Soros and the kinds, and the Islamic regime, and the professors that the Islamic regime has put in universities in America to teach Islam, they are all behind all of this is going on. And the kids, they're stupid.
And the kids, they're stupid. No, that's right, because they've been brainwashed and indoctrinated by the left, by the dictatorial party. And as you just said, Mani, you came here, you fled the regime in Iran, and you came here for freedom. And they are destroying it, honestly, as America is on the ropes. And the Democrat Party is our most important foe, rival, threat. The Democrat Party is undoing the United States of America. You may recall Barack Obama, Mani, declaring that with him in power, we would see the fundamental transformation of America. And we're watching the fundamental transformation of America. The left is here to destroy. They live and breathe contempt for the United States of America, for capitalism. Again, the Party for Socialism and Liberation. The main page of their website is to save the world. We have to destroy capitalism. They're all over these protests. Their signs are in plain sight. The news media can't see because they're willfully blind and profoundly corrupt. Because they're members of the dictatorial party, Mani, and you're right. We're on the ropes. We must save America. It is time for good men and women to stand up for civilization itself. The forces arrayed against us, including the Democrat Party and these brainwashed, glassy-eyed zombies on college campuses, are here to destroy not just capitalism and the United States and the Bill of Rights, but civilization itself. That's all. You know, it's not like anything important is at stake. Israel represents civilization there. We represent macro civilization worldwide. Real human rights, real freedom, real liberty. The left holds those very concepts in contempt, and they are here to dismantle them. They have secured great power, and they're undertaking that effort very effectively right now. We must stand and combat them. We must win this fight for all of humankind. Don't want the 20th to 21st century to slip us into a new dark age, which is literally what the world is facing right now because of primarily the Democrat Party, so-called, in the United States of America.
We are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America.
At Columbia University, the Law Review, they're demanding that they cancel exams because they feel irrevocably shaken. They're shaken. Yeah. Good thing we didn't have to call on you guys to storm the beaches at Normandy, I guess, you bunch of frou-frous. Dress like men, you know? Eat cheeseburgers. Shut up, bunch of... let's go to a telephone call. I've got so many amazing stories today. It's just how many will I be able to get to is the only question. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Barry calling from Frederick, Maryland. Barry, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris. I'm sure you remember, as I do, 9/11, 2001, when the towers were falling down, there was video of Palestinians in the street celebrating like they had all just won the lottery. And I'll never forget this one hideously ugly, disgusting Palestinian woman in a black hijab doing that ugly tongue yodel of ecstasy. Because right. She was so happy that the towers had just fallen down.
Unlading.
These are the people they want to bring to the United States of America. You would only do that if you hate this country. And it's like you've said so eloquently, the Democrats, they're not on our side. That's the only reason you would bring those monsters into this country.
I'm looking at the video of the woman with the black hijab and the big glasses doing the odelations on September 11th, 2001, right now, thanks to Al Gore's amazing internet and the patriarchy, of course, for which we are all very thankful. Joe Biden just announced the other day, we're going to declare Palestinians to be refugees and start flowing Palestinians into the country from the Gaza. And he's promising to give the Gaza, which means Hamas, because they elected a terrorist organization called Hamas, which is hell-bent on genocide of the Jews like the Democrat Party. He promised to give them $1 billion just the other day. What do you think is up with Joe Biden, Barry?
I think he's just being... fulfilling Barack Obama's promise to fundamentally transform the country.
Yeah, I think that's right. The open borders and the crime waves. And then they tell you, no, there is no crime. Crime is down. The economy's great.
The Bigger Pockets portfolio of podcasts are worthy of your investment.
We're having a real conversation as real estate investors.
New episodes available every day.
It's important to buy where it makes money and not necessarily where you want to travel to.
Bigger Pockets, On the Market, Rookie Real Estate, or Money Podcast.
The purpose of flipping is to create more cash so then you can reinvest into other types of properties.
The Bigger Pockets podcast on YouTube or wherever you listen.